USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A massive pro-Second Amendment rally is ending at the Virginia State Capitol peacefully. Thousands of law-abiding men and women filled the streets around the Capitol building in Richmond to protest gun control legislation advancing in the Democratic-controlled legislature. This man explains on Twitter why he was at the protests.
The real reason I'm out here is I do not support in any way, shape, or form Governor Northam's and the Democrats' gun control. Americans in general care about the Second Amendment. I work at a gun store part-time, and I can't tell you the number of customers I see of all races, all colors, all creeds who care about the Second Amendment.
Democratic presidential candidate and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is saying that he would vote to impeach President Trump if he were a senator. He made those comments on NBC's Today Show. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
At least two people are dead and 15 injured after a Sunday night shooting outside a bar in Kansas City, Missouri. Folks were waiting to get in the bar to celebrate the Kansas City Chiefs AFC Championship win when a suspect started shooting outside the bar. David Jackson is with the Kansas City Police Department.
It is unknown what started this event. There was a line to get in at the location as a bar. There's a line to get in, and the suspect showed up and started shooting into the line of people.
A poll of Iowa caucus goers find Joe Biden is keeping his lead among the Democratic hopefuls. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
According to a Focus on Rural America poll released on Monday morning, Joe Biden garnered 24% support in Iowa. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren next with 18%, followed by former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. He's coming in at 16% in the poll. And Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders garnered 14%.
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, President Trump's defense team and House prosecutors are preparing for a big day on Tuesday. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Just ahead of the start of the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump, Republican Senator John Cornyn says it's up to the House managers to act as prosecutors in the proceedings, and it's not the Senate's job.
This isn't the Senate's responsibility to make the case. This is the House's responsibility under the Constitution, and the Senate's supposed to decide the case sitting as a court of impeachment.
Cornyn on CBS's Face the Nation. Lead House Manager Adam Schiff says he's unsure if the Senate will agree to call new witnesses, but
Americans are watching that they're going to demand a fair trial, and if the senators don't give the country a fair trial, one that's fair to the president but also fair to the American people, the senators will be held accountable.
Schiff on ABC's This Week.
And finally, the producers of Super Bowl 54 need a few hundred helping hands. They're looking to hire around 600 people to help set up the halftime show featuring Jennifer Lopez and Shakira at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami on February 2nd. Applicants must be over age 18. It is a paid position, but workers won't get tickets to watch the big game. The game features the Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers, with kickoff set for just after 6:30 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.